We are in a lesson on the topic of Passover. We will learn from selected excerpts in our document. We're in the headline, Come to Pharaoh, item number 54. You can find the study material in the study materials tab in the Arvut system. You can also send questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. Rav, please.
Yes, from day to day, we take another step forward. And many friends feel it. We are progressing in our feeling and understanding of what is happening with us, or lack of understanding and lack of feeling, because as usual, every step contains within it two opposites. And that's how we are advancing. In every step, we have a feeling of tiredness, a feeling of helplessness, that we are unable to do anything. And once again, we become incorporated with the friends. We come to the lesson. We wake up. As a result, we hear what the friends are saying. And out of that, through the friends, well, as usual, every person through his own 10, and in general through our common 10, every person receives the strength from the Creator. So it's no wonder that before we come into our connection, into our assembly before the lesson, we feel very, very weak, as if we're lost. Even with Rabash, I would see it, that before the lesson, we would sometimes walk through the dark streets, and you could feel that he was searching how to approach, how to, but once he came and sat with a group of disciples, you could feel that he was by now ready for connection with them because he had the inner need. But such a great man to unite with his such small disciples. But precisely through it, he began to receive the strength from above. And came to the lesson, meaning a new measure of awareness, understanding, advancement, connection. And so are we. So I like hearing what the friends are saying, at least in part of what they're saying. There is truth. The Creator is in it. He accompanies us on the way. Let's read what Rabash and Baal HaSulam write. The excerpts are very special. They speak precisely of the state that we are in, about how we rise above the feeling of this world into feeling the upper forces, the feeling, sensing the Creator, and how we are incorporated in these forces, and in this way advance in adhesion. Go ahead.
So we are in the subheading, Come to Pharaoh, item 54. Rabash says, the Creator said, I am not a messenger. So how does Moses help us here? Why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? It means that a person must begin to walk on the path of the Creator and achieve the truth, meaning to be rewarded with dvikut with the Creator. Then, if he advances in the walk, the person receives the first assistance, the sensation of the lack, to know what he is lacking. Subsequently, he grasps that he is lacking only two main things, mind and heart. And along with it, he receives suffering at not having them. In other words, he feels the need for this. At that time, if the person does not work by himself, it cannot be said that he is suffering from not having it. Only the need for something, if one labored to obtain something, can it be said that he has a need for it to the point that he is suffering from not having it. This is why it is written, come on.
Perché noi riceviamo le sofferenze?
Thank you, Rav. Why do we receive the suffering from connection between us before we receive the corrections?
Because the suffering is the vessel, the deficiency, that we need something. And then when we have a deficiency, a vessel, where I ask, then I receive, and then I feel what I received, and by having been deficient, and now I have it, by this I connect to the Creator and understand that it was He specifically who created the deficiency in me, so I would receive from Him and connect to Him. And then both the deficiency and the filling become measures, levels of connection between Him and I.
So everything that's happening in the world is opposite to what we need, right? For Him to give us the ability to ask.
Yes, the world seemingly disrupts us from turning to the Creator because we don't see or feel Him. It disrupts us from knowing what we're lacking, but it is all in order for us to, on top of these disturbances, we'll scrutinize exactly what we really need. This is why our whole life, our whole walking on the path, is to scrutinize more and more accurately, correctly, what are we truly lacking, which we can receive only from the Creator. And that it was done this way to begin with, so that we would advance toward Him, connect to Him, and be filled by Him, by the Creator.
Our 10, what is the union of souls? What transition do we need to make to awaken this longing? How can we associate the Creator with this intention?
We are in such a big egoistic will to receive that we can't feel anything outside of ourselves, outside of our bodies. And therefore, our problem is that we have to recognize it, feel how incapable we are of feeling others. Others are anything outside of myself. The whole of the feeling of life, feeling of reality, exists outside of me. And I don't feel that. I feel only exists in me, in this concept of me. And what at least seems to me that I feel something that is outside of me is also not outside of me. It is actually, I feel it in me. I feel it in me. So, how can we emerge from this self, from my ego, from my will to receive? It is only if we perform actions. And these actions can only be mutual in society. Where I yearn, I perform activities forcefully against my will to give to them, to receive from them, to somehow and close the place between us. So to the extent that we do it against our nature, by this we draw upon us what is called reforming light, a force of bestowal, the force of love, the force of connection, the Creator. And to the extent that each one wants to connect to the others, even though he doesn't want it by his own nature, he repels it in every way. In his awareness and understanding, and even subconsciously, in such a way that he acts in this way automatically, inadvertently. So the more we get into it and perform small activities and actions toward each other, to that extent we awaken forces, even greater forces against connection. And at the same time, we get help in that we have the understanding and feeling that we must nevertheless be more connected, that there is no choice. There is where the Creator is found. And in this way, through many, many actions over perhaps years, we begin to accept the fact that the connection between us, that by breaking the boundaries between our hearts and our feelings, and we transition from the me to the we don't understand what it is, but I have to have it. I have to break it. This is called a barrier. So, precisely by this, we emerge, we come out of Egypt. This is called the Exodus from Egypt. Breaking the boundaries that disconnect our hearts. And coming into one heart, at least to a willingness for it, if not for a feeling. The feeling is, the real feeling at least, will come later. But at least we should come to feel that without it I have no spiritual life, no progress. And if I don't attain connection in the hearts, I am dead. I remain dead. I remain in this world as a beast. And I don't achieve the degree of man. Man is one created being made out of all the hearts, the distinct hearts that we see. And our purpose is to connect all the hearts through the heart of each and every.
Quel est le rapport entre le fait qu'il faut travailler et l'injonction vient à Pharaon?
What's the connection between having to work and that he says go to Pharaoh?
In order to In order to discover the Creator, we have to turn to Pharaoh. We have to discover him more, connect to him more, to our evil inclination, what controls us, and try to connect to it, understand how it operates on us, how we can work with it. And this is great work. We have to be experts. The Creator arranged it so that this nature works from within me. And I know more and more every time how to work with it, why it awakens in this way, in a different way, how I turn to, in every case, in every situation, I have to study him. And in all kinds of manners, the more I study him, the more the evil inclination, how much it interferes, it disturbs me. And by this I study the Creator. The Creator is, the ego is the backside of the Creator. Just like in our world, we can't study any natural phenomenon without studying its opposite form. Nothing is revealed unless with its opposite. So is the Creator. We want to discover him, advance, adhere to him. So along the way, we have to discover Pharaoh. And in this way, and as fully as the Creator, until they connect together, and you understand that it's coming from one source, and it's split only in you. Because you have to consist of the force of reception and the force of bestowal on top of it. And in this way, you come to the complete perception and become, by this, a created being, where you have the opposite form, force from the Creator. And precisely by this, you can feel and understand and adhere to him. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to connect, to adhere, to understand, to feel. The created being feels everything to begin with, because he is inherently opposite from the
Creator.
This is how we need to relate to everything that we're going through, especially when we feel disconnection, darkness. We have to feel in this. Try to feel in this also that it's coming from the Creator and that it's good. As it is written, a person must be thankful for the bad as thankful for the good. And then it is clear to us that he is in the middle and can accept both from the Creator equally. Not be impressed personally, but in a way that he advances toward adhesion. Because the Creator is the source of both those feelings, both those discernments.
We have been feeling for a few days and ten a certain heaviness, a fatigue, that we feel with the other ten also. What is the cause of this feeling, and what we should do to overcome this this state? Thank you, Rav.
Yofi, toda she'shalta.
Good. Thank you for asking. Why? We, as we study and work together, and then you speak among yourselves, I hear the prayer, that you pray each day and other such things normally during this time. I'm riding with in a car with Shimon Karmon, so together we listen to these things. And it's very interesting, and it's very appealing, and it really warms the heart. So we have to come to a stage where we see how by this we are helping one another. There's a reason why I started talking about it today. Because I saw with Rabash how he was distracted when he got out of bed before dawn, before the lesson. Like he didn't know where he was, what was happening to him. He was kind of automatically, he would go to the restroom, wash his hands, sit by the table, and start his preparations to kind of recuperate, to recover. So we need many operations just in order to wake up, to recover. So it's good that we are preparing ourselves during the day as well.
¿Qué significa que nos hace falta mente y corazón?
What are we missing to feel in mind and heart?
What are we missing? Missing the heart. Feeling. How far we are from each other. And how in the connection between us, even a little bit, 1 millimeter. Let's say we are this far. But if we move 1 millimeter closer, we will feel a great change in our perception of reality. That's how determining how impactful it is. So this is why I recommend to try to make efforts and to return in this way to the center of the structure of Adam HaRishon, just a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Maybe we will feel what we have, because this millimeter that we move in those great distances, that millimeter changes all of reality, because it's happening among everyone. So the effort of one person can influence everyone. We will talk about it. Two is good, but out of all those seemingly good things, because in the end no outcast shall be cast out from him, and everything comes back to its root. So there is a good thing that I am in constant prayer, that for every next step of mine, I pray to the Creator to direct me, to lead me correctly, shortly, in a short way, toward connection and bestowal. So it turns out, in this way, it turns out that my act
Что значит, что мы вот через наши усилия приближаемся к центру, как вы сказали, строения?
What does it mean that through our efforts we come closer to the center of Adam HaRishon through our work in the ten?
Through the efforts between us, we perform all kinds of actions which awaken the hearts of the friends. Through them, I can awaken my heart, because I'm impressed only from what is happening around me and the friends. And I can't influence myself, but if I influence through them, they influence me in return. In this way, I see that I can advance. Because envy, lust, and honor bring a person out of this world, out of the place he is in, to a higher place. So, if I awaken the friends, then they later awaken me. And in this way, through our ego, we operate on one another. But as we advance toward the Creator, this is called helping one another.
А в чем тут, что мы именно вот к центру вот Адама Ришон приближаемся? Вот где здесь?
How? What's expressing here that we're getting closer to the center of Adam Rishon? Where can we discover it?
In our connection, whenever we see before us connection as the goal, by this we raise ourselves to correction. And the correction is by all of us returning to that same form of Adam HaRishon, the round, circular form. And all of us will be incorporated in it and reveal ourselves at the center of this sphere, of this ball, where all the souls, as they emerged from this circular, from this spherical center, so we will return to it. And that's the purpose of our correction, to be as one man with one heart, as the point of one desire, where we are adhered to the Creator.
Regarding the awakening, we, the Yeshivat Chavarim team, met yesterday, and we thought that we have such a week of opportunities. We have the Unity event, in 2 weeks we have Passover, in a month we have a Congress. We want to prepare the vessels to be excited and not miss the opportunity. How can we approach as a world kli this coming period right now with all the opportunities we have and realize them?
I don't understand what you're saying. Aren't we doing the same thing now? Isn't there a Congress between us now? No connection between us now? Are we not talking about the connection? How much to connect, to adhere to each other, to discover what we can discover in the connection? Now, too, we're taking a step forward toward our common connection. So every lesson is a mini congress. Even if I hear what you're saying during the day, and what is it called? The prayers. Yeah, let's call it a prayer. So when you talk or pray or sing, I feel in it. A congress means congregating, it's connecting. It's the same action, it's the same activity. But a convention, a congress, means we are preparing ourselves especially, because much depends on the preparation. As much as you yearn for it, come to it. Afterwards, you see if you achieved something or not, or maybe you didn't achieve what you expected to achieve, so you also have a bigger vessel. And that's how we advance.
That's exactly that. The prayers also during in the middle of the day are very moving. And I'm imagining if there was a congress in a month, physical congress, I think we would be in a different state in terms of preparation towards this. And next week we have a Unity event, Passover. Passover used to be so many preparations for it.
I guarantee you, my dear friend, that the minute we are ready for it, it will happen. It will happen. The Creator has no problem stopping this COVID, this disease. There will be no problem also to he who makes peace will make peace in our world. And the world will come down from all the wars and problems. And we will have both time and the desire and the means to come to our convention, either in Israel or elsewhere. We've done congresses in all kinds of places. And I remember that there too, it was beautiful. We'll see. We need to, first of all, yearn to connect among ourselves in our hearts. And out of this, this is already a congress, and a spiritual congress we want to come to, which is connecting all of humanity at the end of correction. Will happen when we connect as the center of the connection. And then everyone will feel.
And
then they will say in the nations, the Lord has done greatly with these. It's a psalm about the return to Zion. So this is what will happen. This is what will happen.
So, to conclude, when friends are asking now about awakening and heaviness and how to add more, what can we add now before everything that we're facing?
As much as the more we climb up the mountain, the situations become more difficult. Of course, and toward the end of correction, the disturbances will be even greater. There is this thing called Hoshana. It's a prayer for salvation for 3 hours. Now, we're not there yet. But it is the final three steps before the end of correction. It is very difficult. I don't know what it is, but I'm just imagining. Because it's the end of correction. Everyone must be there. They must all take place. So we will go and we will do it. It's all still ahead of us, whether we want to or not. So, let's connect and do. From day to day, we have to see that the world is still following this plan. It is the plan of nature. It is within nature itself. So we will realize it. The more we assist it of our own volition, it'll be easier and better for the world and clearer and happier to the world. In our attainment, we will go together with the Creator. We will help him, and he will help us.
What is it that we can do as your students, as Baal Salaam students, what is it we can do to help each other realize, because there are days that I sit in this lesson and I feel like I'm in a congress. There are days I sit in this lesson and I'm cussing everybody. What can we do to help each other find that each lesson is equally as important, if not more so, than a Congress lesson?
I wish for you to wake up before the lesson in a state where you're completely, completely shattered and you have no possibility to awaken any muscle in your body and any muscle of your desire. Your desire to receive, desire to bestow, that you want to awaken towards the lesson. And the lesson means a portion. It means a portion of connecting, of getting closer to each other and to the Creator. That's the concept of a shi'ul lesson, which also means portion. It's another portion and another portion that we where we connect to each other in advance. So I wake up before the lesson, I'm telling you seriously. I wake up before the lesson, I don't know, I don't feel, I can't even activate myself. And bit by bit, and this has become over the years some sort of a process that is repeating and precious, because I begin to feel from it, I've learned from it, that this awakening, this recovery is the main thing for me. How the Creator can awaken dead bodies. This is literally revival of the dead that we do on ourselves every day. And that's how you awaken. So you don't need to wait for it to happen. You do need to anticipate, to expect it to happen. And then by the time you come to the lesson, you already have to be at the peak of your inspiration.
Aloha, fellow friends. We should be equally thankful for the bad, for the good. If everything I discover is in the will to receive, how do I know what's regarded as good?
Good is connection, and bad is separation.
But how do I come to it in my feeling? I don't feel connection, I feel only myself.
Try to explain to yourself that all that you feel is bad from disconnection, from lack of connection.
How do I promote it beyond comforting myself because I don't like feeling bad?
Start there. Start there from bringing yourself comfort. You want to feel better, you cry about yourself. All right, start there. Doesn't matter. As long as you begin to feel that our whole life is happening between connection and disconnection. And that's what we call good and bad.
And what's the indication I've made progress? How do I know that I'm feeling this spiritual good?
When you'll begin to feel there's no good without bad, or no connection without disconnection, and you'll begin to treat both as left and right, and thus you'll begin to rise and not be afraid of disconnects and different descents and falls, but the darkness will shine as light.
Can I tell myself I've advanced according to the measure that I love the friends more from day to day, whereas before I had repulsion from them?
That too, yes, yes, when you begin to appreciate them, specifically them as helping you relate correctly to reality and discover Him in a serious way and stand on it with two legs, that without the friends, you're just lost. Imagine if you now disconnect from the whole organization, this group, the whole routine that we have between us, what will happen? You don't know where you are, and you're like in outer space.
Yeah, it's like dying, but I'm asking, how can we break this ceiling that only getting to feel good for myself and out of choice? I want to choose to love, not because I feel bad.
You can. But the problem is, what is a good feeling? What does it mean that it only is in connection with the friends, only there, whatever is there? Doesn't matter what happens there, but if it's there between them, it's good. Then you'll see it takes you there.
So if I've succeeded in feeling the connection, it's like mud, right? The Creator did it now?
Yes. We advance. We're advancing. It's good. All right.
No. PT 10.
Okay. PT 10. Cola. Doesn't want to. Okay.
It's me again. Sorry. I wanted to ask, today we mentioned the common prayer, this activity we do. It's a wonder how it works, and it's really a special feeling. So how does it work like that? No one's managing it. There seems to be a mess, but there's so much power. It's like a generator when you connect it for this 15 minutes.
Right, because indeed we are all connected. There's one force that governs us and takes care of us each and every moment. And we only need to become included in it and try to gather ourselves to the extent that we are drawn to collect ourselves around that force. Then we already achieve adhesion with Him. This is called me for my beloved, and my beloved is for me. To the extent that we all gather and want to achieve adhesion with the Creator, this is called I for my beloved. By that we discover that my beloved is for me, that He is coming towards us and even ahead of us. And He prepared this whole meeting point for us.
What should we learn from this simple activity for our day-to-day? Because it's something new that didn't exist before. What should we take from it for more things like that?
What we need to learn? That our days shall be as new. That every day we will feel that we advance. That's it. We discover more aspects of connection and getting closer and supporting and necessity to support each other. And this is how we build a center of connection for all the souls in our world, right here, and in spirituality.
Is there a limit or a monster that you come to that makes you know that you've deflected, you've veered off? Or it doesn't matter what you discover, as long as you can somehow hold on to the friends, it's fine.
I grab hold of such an organization that we have a big organization of many men and women that are aspiring to increase their connection from day to day in order to ultimately reveal the Creator according to the rule of the last generation, then I can't lose myself. I have to be certain that I am in an army that's moving towards the connection with the Creator. And what we have left is just to overcome the ego between us so that this ego will actually become a force of connection. First, we neutralize the ego. This is called bestowing in order to bestow, the degree of Bina. And then we even transform the ego from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And that's already from the degree of Bina to Keter. It's all before us, and it's not that far.
I never had such concern regarding what comes out of the ego as I do now. I often am afraid of opening my mouth. I feel like I have nothing to contribute, but I'm trying to just hold on to the raft, but I'm just afraid of opening my mouth.
We need such feelings and moments as well, because each and every step we make happens through two opposites. And therefore, for now, when I'm in a certain moment on the path, I don't know what's going on with me. I see everything seems lost. And only this way I can actually detach from that step I've already made and make the next step. But it's necessary things. So in every case, I have to determine my routine, my system, meaning that I come to the lesson again, or my conversation with the friends, and such other activities, because specifically they bring me back to the process. And there's nothing to be afraid of. It's all before you. And you just need to achieve arvut. Arvut means that I sign with the 10 now when I have the strength that they can come to me and do whatever they need with me, whatever they decide. There are such moments that I can't decide anything about myself, and I might have such moments where I'll resist them. So there's no such thing. Even if I resist them with all my strength, they can't let me go. They have to obligate me to stay on the path. So much so that we actually sign on it. And like in the army, you're called, if you're signed, you have to come. That's it. They rule you. Applies to families as well, anything. We have to learn how we overcome with the understanding that we are a single system and we complement each other and everyone has a place. And our connection brings us awareness of the Creator, the connection between us. It's not that I make a concession, give up on something, and he gives up on something. That's politics. Our calculation is a different calculation, that love covers all crimes. The crimes remain within, the love grows on top of them. I don't really have the words to explain this. We have to learn this, that they both exist. Let's say, at first, they exist separately. And then we fight. There's a time to collect and there's a time to scatter. Both have a place. We'll learn that. These things are still far from us, still difficult. Women, Internet.
Kavi 5. Why did the Creator say it was He, not a messenger? And how can Moses help us in our spiritual work?
That we need to understand that we are dealing with the Creator only. And even if we speak with the friends and we want to consider connecting with the friends, by that we still discuss and relate to and speak to the Creator. Even though it seems to me as the friend in front of me, but behind the friend stands the Creator. And we're back to you.
Excerpt 55. Rabbi says, sometimes a person begins to work a bestowal and explains to the body that this is the whole purpose of the work, to receive vessels of bestowal. However, after all his arguments with the body, tells him, you cannot change the nature that the Creator has created. And since creation is regarded as existence from absence, it is only in the form of desire to receive. So how dare you say that you can change the nature that the Creator has created?
It's what we, in the beginning of our work, which could be a few years, that we try to change ourselves. And of course, we can't. And again, we get mad at the Creator, ourselves. We relate the lack of success to all kinds of things. But really, we ourselves want to change our nature. If we do, before that, there is also some other periods. But when a person wants to change his nature and gets mad at himself for what he is, that is still an indication that a person doesn't understand that everything is in the Creator's hands. Everything's in the Creator's hands.
It was said about this, come unto Pharaoh, meaning we will go together. I will go with you so that I will change the nature. And all I want is that you will ask me to help you change your nature from a desire to receive into a desire to bestow. As our sages said, man's inclination overpowers him every day, and were it not for the Creator's help, he would not have overcome it.
Meaning, before us is really an opportunity each and every moment to turn to the Creator and ask Him to change us so that we are closer to Him, more understanding of Him, feeling like Him, being like Him, and by that we attain the closeness and adhesion. And the Creator in each and every moment awakens us and invites in us a response. We just need to not forget about it. We just lack strengthening each other, that this is what's happening to us each and every moment in life, that the Creator is giving us an opportunity continuously. It never ends. From moment to moment, to turn to Him and ask to be involved in what He's doing with us. He invites different states in us, and on top of these states, we have to ask Him to correct us. That's it, nothing more. It's a very simple kind of work.
Fifty-six.
Bar Sulam says, come to Pharaoh. It is the Shekhinah, divinity, in disclosure, from the words, and let the hair of the woman's head go loose, as it is written in the Zohar. Revealed the hair of the woman. The thing is that to the extent that the children of Israel thought that Egypt were enslaving them and impeding them from serving the Creator, they truly were in the exile in Egypt. Hence, the Redeemer's only work was to reveal to them that there is no other force involved here, that I, and not a messenger, for there is no other force but Him. This was indeed the light of redemption.
That it seems to us that there are other forces that are standing in the way against the Creator, the Sitra Achra, Pharaoh, different other forces that are separating between us and between us and the Creator. It's all on purpose in order for us to discover that There is no one cruel in the king's palace. There are no wicked in the king's palace. That there are no real forces that are standing in our way, but that all of these forces are there in order for us to overcome our ego and in order for us to be able to unite with the Creator. As it says, I am not a messenger, that only none else besides him. Three.
Tell us, please. Sometimes we're just asking for connection, simple connection. At what moments do we ask for the ascent of the vessels?
When you will discover that you want to make an ascent for the sake of the Creator in order to give Him contentment, then you will pray and ask. First, you need to feel, what can you do to the Creator's benefit? What would you like to do? What are you capable of doing? And how do you pray for it? Latin 3.
Gracias, maestro. Buenos días, Clima Mundial. La decena, varias.
Thank you, teacher. Good day.
Necesitamos.
Good day, worldly.
Y se siente que es muy difícil llegar a acuerdos. Y usted ha mencionado.
In the 10, el faraón no. We have to reach agreements from time to time, and it's very difficult. You said that Pharaoh helps us feel how many disconnections there are between us so we can turn to the Creator. So will the right thing be to speak less and to pray more, to ask more from the Creator instead of arguing?
In time of dispute, argument, I need to search for joy, that I have an opportunity to annul myself toward the Creator, toward the friend, because to that extent I annul myself toward the Creator. And this is actually the reason for which the Creator is revealing this dispute, strife between us, that He is awakening them in order for us to concede to each other, in order for us to be closer to Him. Get closer to Him, to the Creator. Try and implement it and see how useful it really is. Instead of being right in an argument to concede and to come closer to the Creator.
Orn. The next par excerpt, number 57. Rabash says, come unto Pharaoh. This is perplexing. Should it not have said, go unto Pharaoh? The Zohar explains, but he allowed Moses into rooms within rooms to one high sea monster. When the Creator saw that Moses was afraid, the Creator said, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, a great monster that lies in the midst of his rivers. The Creator had to wage war against him, and no other. As you say, I the Lord. And they explained, I and no emissary. It follows that come means both of us together. Thank you very much, Rav. What does it mean in practice every day that I let the Creator fight for me?
That you and your friends want all the time have a connection, hold your connection, and this connection is the Creator, and you're all the time asking Him to tie it together and accompanying you. Again, please.
58. Man's power who must toil, not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter.
All the aid that we're getting from above, it's in order for us to erupt in prayer and plead to the Creator.
It follows that man's work is required in order to obtain the need for the Creator's help. This is called a complete desire.
This is the entire aid that we're getting from above for us to come to reach the whole and complete desire.
In other words, it is not that man's work causes the obtainment of the matter
in and of itself, but to achieve a deficiency for it.
But rather, the obtainment of the lack and need for the matter, and in order to know what he is lacking. For this, he receives help from above, by seeing each time that he is more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. This assistance is called, "For I have hardened his heart." It follows that the hardening of the heart is required in order to have a real need for a real thing.
Harsh, direct, true words, that everything that we feel in our advancement needs to lead us toward a strong desire. Not to any kind of answer, which is something that you get later on from above, from the Creator, but to a new deficiency, to turn to the Creator and receive.
How can we rise above this beast of fear within us?
I have no advice to really give you here, because it also says about our path, that about our entire path, that there are many states that bring person fear, weakness, despair, disappointment. Different feelings that encompass him, envelop him, making it difficult for him to take another step. And here the only help that can come is, and this is what we said at the beginning of the lesson, it's only where you reach a state where you see the friends and how they, artificially, maybe they too don't have the desire, but artificially, they connect, talk, sing, read, and then you're included of what they have, and the light that reforms works on you. You start receiving something that exists in the system of Adam HaRishon. And the more we try to envision, imagine ourselves, trying to become like the system of Adam HaRishon, accordingly, correspondingly, from there we start receiving some kind of illumination, radiation, and some kind of bestowal. And this is what saves a person. Therefore, it's not a problem that everyone's falling and everyone's lowly and you don't have the strength or the desire, etc., etc. But it all depends only on the system of connections that we establish between ourselves, which projects the upper force onto everyone.
С точки зрения килим, что происходит, если...
From the point of view of the килим, What happens when the friend gives another when he himself is lacking, deficient?
I don't understand what you're saying. You're asking about things that are not written here. Love your friend as yourself means that you need, according to the simple explanation, what we understand here, it means that you love others like you love yourself. How can you reach that? Under the condition that you're connected together in a way that you don't distinguish between yourself and between others. It's very simple. You can't tell between the two. It's like someone who's inside someone else's body. Like a mother and her baby, the embryo. Something like that. There are many options here to talk about connections and what love your friend as yourself means. As, the word, this word, as yourself, it really confuses us. What does it mean, as yourself? Like, I love myself? How can I love someone else? Should I love him even more than I love myself? I don't know. It's a question. It's a big question to scrutinize this thing. These are nice words, but keeping them is impossible for us, even to understand what they...
Rav, I can accustom myself to give all of my pillows, but it has nothing to do with... to my heart. I can still not feel love in my heart.
The
Torah tells us how much we are connected together in the system of the general reality. If we want it or not, that's how we're connected. That's it. That's something you should accept a priori, meaning that's the way it is. It's obvious that this is how nature is, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. We're all interconnected, even though we don't discover this connection. We're all combining, intermingling between ourselves, that each one determines the other's state. We don't see it. We can't tell. It's concealed from us. This system of connection between us is concealed. And so, I can do something bad to someone else, and it seems to me it's someone else, it's not me. Bringing ourselves back to a state where I feel the other just as I feel myself, this means to come back to the real consciousness, awareness of reality. In other words, it's to reach the degree of the Creator, including the entire reality. Bring myself from a degree of disconnection, lack of awareness, to complete awareness. That's basically our state. In the meantime, of course, we are completely unaware. Completely. It's like we see that a person is given a shot, an anesthesiac shot, then you can take a saw and cut off his foot, for instance, if it's if he's sick and he can't be healed. You just have to cut it off, throw it away. That's what they do. And when they do it on a person after he was given an anesthesiac, he doesn't feel it. That's how we are in the connection between us. We're all been given an anesthesiac. That's called the distance from the Creator, which is the one force that connects us all. He's gone. He's vanished before our eyes. That's why no one feels the other as an integral part, that the whole world is as my body. It's part of me. I don't feel it. What can I do? That's how it is with everyone. What the wisdom of Kabbalah says, it invites us to come back to the true awareness, to build a connection, a real connection between us. Accordingly, we discover the force that works in all of us. That's called the Creator, the upper force, the force of bestowal, the force of connection, the force of love, the force of the complete association between all our parts, like the cells of a body. This is what we need to do. To the extent that we come closer to this real picture, the revelation of this true system, we discover ourselves in the real way, connected to each other. We discover the Creator working in this system, flowing in us like blood flowing in the body or a nervous system, or a lymphatic system. There are all kinds of systems that are also in the corporeal body, biological body. So the wisdom of Kabbalah brings us back to the true whole reality. And this whole reality, the law of connection between all the parts of the body in all the different levels, is the law of love. What is that? In short, it's the complete connection. Don't call it love, because this word may really confuse us. It's the whole connection. When each one feels the others, and each one wants to help and to do, to function, instead of everyone else. In this integral connection, we reach the final correction. Why must we go through the whole process from the shattering, total shattering, to the total connection? It's because by that we attain the difference between us and the Creator. And along with that, we attain ourselves in the degree of the Creator. And then it turns out that we here do two actions together. On the one hand, we elevate ourselves towards the Creator. However, how are we doing it? When, on the other hand, we discover we're further away from Him. When we collect in us, we accumulate more and more of the will to receive. So it turns out that from the initial point where we were born, we go in different directions, one opposite the other. One direction is to bestow, the other direction is to receive, and both connect in order to discover the Creator, common force that includes both, that begets them, bestowal and reception, and advances us to adhesion in Him this way. There are many things to say here. I don't want to talk too much, but we just have to understand that all in all, we attain the Creator upon actions of connection, when each and every action is revealed upon an action of distance. And so, when we are speaking about growing, we understand what Pharaoh tells Moses. Come unto Pharaoh. What the Creator tells Moses. Come unto Pharaoh. For I have hardened his heart. This means that we're coming down from the initial point where we started below. That's called the hardening of the heart of Pharaoh. And accordingly, come unto me. Come unto Pharaoh, and through that, you'll reach me. This is how we advance. And this is why each one, when he's bigger than his friend, he's grown. That's because his inclination is greater, is bigger. This is how we advance. And so, we must not forget that. And cry that for 17 years I've been learning and what's going on. Nothing's going on until you understand what's upon you to do, and you will do it. And 17 more years will pass by, and more. And so what? You want the check already? That's how it happens.
Rav, I just wanted to continue the question from Seth. Therefore, it sees that this condition that you just spoke, it's very hard to reach. You want to feel the other is just like me, but at least could we enter the approach where we understand the sadness to accept something, a form of craziness that we live in relation to what could be the real form of the reality.
Ken.
Yes.
אנחנו צריכים להתקלל בחבר.
We need to incorporate in the friend. We have to try to feel his pain, his desire that is unrealized, what yields pain. And then by me incorporating in the friend, then I can help him by helping him rise above this broken desire that he feels and discovers, and I, by that, when I'm not even aware of that, I'm doing the Creator's work by that. When I do with this friend what I'm basically expecting the Creator to do with me. And then it turns out that the more we help the friends, by that, we're adapting ourselves. We're making ourselves similar to the Creator. And you don't need more than that. You need nothing more than that. This is why, until the complete final correction, our whole work is in connection and mutual help to each other. If we don't do it in the meantime, we're also doing it. We're also doing it because the Creator is the one who scrutinizes the whole system. He's connecting it, and he's letting everyone feel the flaws that are in the connections between us. Okay, yes.
Within those days, we can't overcome the states that appear in the ten because we don't connect enough. And those things are in contrast one to another. How can we connect them?
You should keep on going. Try to be in connection as much as you can with all kinds of means. You should hear the lesson we just went through again. And to bring out of there, from this lesson, all kinds of summaries. And then you can keep on going. You'll see that you can go more and more. Everyone can. Everyone can. We're really advancing nicely. We're advancing nicely. The fact that I can talk about these things, it's already an indication, a sign that we're advancing. Yes? So, even though this lesson may be difficult, hard, confusing, heavy, but it's...
When is the other person, and when is the other person me?
This depends on you. It's not that someone from above determines that. Coming closer to the other is all up to you. To the extent that you're able to give it importance, that it's essential for the correction of the world, the correction of reality, the correction of myself. And to that extent, we'll advance.
Their friends in the 10 that seem to feel the sorrow of the public much stronger than I do. And I see that it pains them. How can I help them? What, get into that sorrow with them, encourage them? What's my work here?
Our work is to understand where it stems from, this sorrow. Either it stems from a connection with a family, or a connection with a nation, or other kinds of human connections of this world. Or it stems from me wanting to bestow contentment to the Creator, which is something completely, completely disconnected from all kinds of connections, negative or positive, we have in this world. So first of all, we have to calibrate ourselves, to zero in the right way.
Am I supposed to calibrate do it on myself, or how?
Each one should do it on himself.
And after I scrutinized why, in my opinion, I feel that that's how the friend feels. What am I supposed to do then?
You should try to come closer to the friend. Even if all his emotions are, even if all his emotions are
artsim, gashmiim,
corporeal, mundane, still, we should help him feel your participation, because it causes you to come closer. And then shift your proximity to a more spiritual degree.
How?
You're already close to him, so try to show him higher manners of connection between yourselves. There's a reason to be together, closer together, higher than what you are.
To tell a friend, or even to insinuate about none else besides him when he's suffering, it's so...
No, not that way. You have to learn how to do that. If you're going to tell him there's none else besides him, don't tell him. Don't come.
So I don't say it because of that, but I'm asking how to approach it. That's the advice I'm looking for.
Until your heart softens and you'll feel the answer, don't go. How to soften your heart? You should go. And how should I say it? Bow down to your friends and learn from them what you can do. Until you diminish yourself, you'll not learn that.
Ken.
Previously you said that a dispute is a kind of opportunity to reach greater connection and connect with the quality of the Creator. So the question is, what are the red lines? What can't you concede? Like, you know, there's the story where the father stops his little child from scratching his eye with a pin. So what are those things where you can't concede in a dispute?
You're not to let go of that, to concede, if it's for the sake of the friend and the sake of the Creator, together. Otherwise, you'll be mistaken. We have to talk about the rules that we understand. So when we understand them, that's how they seem, when the good of the Creator and the good of the friend are the same. Let's conclude here. And we'll ask the friends to be more connected during the day, because then we can wake up tomorrow morning in a stronger manner together. All the best.